From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration is raising concerns about Russia's decision to step up its military presence in Syria, where Moscow has begun an air campaign. It says it wants to help Syrian President Bashar al-Assad fight ISIS. Washington is deeply skeptical. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, administration officials suspect Russia is using its military power to prop up the Assad regime, which the U.S. accuses of committing atrocities against Syrian political dissidents turned rebel fighters.
The U.S. and Russian militaries are supposed to be talking to avoid running into each other in Syria, but U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says there was no formal contact before the Russian airstrikes began. Carter says the Russians appear to be targeting opponents of President Assad, but not in territory occupied by the Islamic State. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Russia's involvement is a sign of Assad's weakness.
Russia will not succeed in imposing a military solution on Syria any more than the United States was successful in imposing a military solution on Iraq a decade ago, and certainly no more than Russia was able to impose a military solution on Afghanistan 3 decades ago.
The White House argues Assad must step down to bring an end to his country's long-running civil war. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate has voted in favor. Now it's up to the House. Lawmakers have until midnight tonight to pass short-term legislation to keep the government funded. And unlike the brinksmanship of deadline eve 2 years ago, there's not much talk about a potential shutdown. But as NPR's Elsa Chang explains, this is just the calm before the next storm.
No one is really breathing a sigh of relief because everyone around here knows an ugly fall awaits with a whole thicket of issues Congress has been trying to avoid for a while. There's the highway fund. That expires next month, so lawmakers will have to figure out a long-term way to pay for new roads and bridges. There's also the debt ceiling. The Treasury Secretary says the country's borrowing limit needs to be raised soon or the government won't be able to pay its bills. And Congress will also need to decide what to do about spending caps on defense and non-defense programs, all before averting a government shutdown again in mid-December. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
Hurricane Joaquin is shaping up to become a much more powerful storm over the next couple of days as it gets closer to the U.S. This hour, the storm is nearing the central Bahamas with top sustained winds of 85 miles per hour. Rick Knapp, the director of the National Hurricane Center in Miami, says it's doubling up on resources to nail down the storm's trajectory.
We're going to be throwing a lot more aircraft resources at this problem over the next few days because it still is not certain whether or not Joaquin will directly impact the U.S. East Coast or will stay out to sea.
The threat of several floods and damage to the eastern U.S. is escalating. Before the close, Dow is up 236. This is NPR. In South Dakota, a student is in custody after he allegedly shot and wounded a high school principal this morning at a school outside Sioux Falls. Keely Bultina of South Dakota Public Broadcasting reports authorities say the principal is listed in stable condition.
Authorities say a teenager struggled with his high school principal. Officials say the student pulled a handgun and shot the principal once in the arm. Jim Holbeck is superintendent of Harrisburg Schools.
The assistant principal ended up tackling this student, and the athletic director came just shortly after and held him down until law enforcement came.
Holbeck says staff executed lockdown procedures and police took the alleged shooter into custody. Authorities cleared the building before evacuating students and reuniting them with their parents. For NPR News, I'm Keely Bultina in Harrisburg, South Dakota.
Tulsa County Sheriff Stanley Glanz is expected to resign after he was indicted by a grand jury on 2 misdemeanors in Oklahoma. The charges are connected to a volunteer deputy's fatal shooting of an unarmed man in April. U.S. businesses added jobs at a healthy pace in September, that according to a private survey. Payroll processor ADP says employers added 200,000 jobs this month. That's up from 180,000 in the previous month. Americans are spending more freely and buying big-ticket items such as new cars and homes. Before the close, the Dow is up 236, 1.5% at 16,285. NASDAQ was up more than 2% at 4620. And the S&P 500 up nearly 2% at 1920. This is NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.